We're back in the studio for another episode of the Loving Me Is Enough podcast. And listen, we do not own the rights to any song that you hear at the beginning and during, intermittently, whatever word you want to use. We don't own the rights to those songs, but we certainly do enjoy them. And so I'm back. It's your girl in the studio, Natasha Hetcher, for Loving Me Is Enough podcast. Listen, I feel like we have so much to talk about. I feel like I have been gone for, what has been, a month, 2 months, 3 months? Child, the engineers say 3 months. I don't believe it. Never believe nothing your engineers say. They don't tell the truth all the time. But I do feel like I've been gone for quite some time. I think he might be right. It might be 3 months. And so we have a lot to talk about. I have a lot to tell you. I don't know where to start. I don't know. It's just been that kind of, it's been a good 3 months though. I hope you guys have been listening and re-listening to the other episodes while I try to get myself together. Child, listen. That's all I got. You ever had a moment where you just have to really just take a deep breath and be like, at this point, all you can do is breathe? That's really how I felt just now. Like, at this point, yeah. And it wasn't all bad. It was some good. It was some in between. It was some, if I'm honest, I just don't feel like recording type stuff. That's what it was. But I'm back, and this is, today's June 30th. And it's literally the day before my birthday! Spirit finger. And listen, look. I had all these plans for my birthday. We're going to get into it, but I had all these plans and finally decided, you know what, chick? Instead of having all these plans for your birthday, you really need to close the book, close the chapter on some things. And so that's why you heard the song that you heard in the beginning. So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. So long, spirit fingers, bye-bye. No, seriously. So this podcast episode is called Goodbye 43. I know, black don't crack. That's my black girl magic. I'm just saying. So it's called Goodbye 43. And I say that with so much love, so much respect, so much. Yeah, I took another deep breath. But I'm closing. I'm getting ready to close the chapter. See, I told y'all this is. Oh. I told y'all this is why we be recording. So I'm getting ready to close the chapter on the book on chapter 43 of my life. And I started this morning doing some reflecting. Man, God is so amazing. Like, the whole week I've been good. The whole week I had all these plans and all these things I wanted to do. And so this morning I get up and it's like, now God want me to have reflection. Like, yo, God, really? You really want me to go through, you know, back down memory lane, you know? So I had to take a walk through the journey of 43 and how I got here. And there are some things that I just really seriously, for real, need to close the chapter on. And that's what I want to talk about today. Closing the chapter, moving on. Sometimes we look at moving on as a bad thing. We look at moving on as something that's painful, something that we despise or we don't want to deal with. But moving on is not always bad. Moving on sometimes can be a blessing in disguise, if you will, because what we don't realize, in order for us to grow in anything, let's just use your natural body for a change for a moment. So if I tried, and don't be laughing too hard. I can hear y'all laughing. If I tried to fit into the clothing. Ooh, perfect example. I posted on Facebook my prom dress from 1994 and 1995. And if I tried right now in 2022 to fit into the same prom dress that I wore in 94 with the big white bow, and then the dress that I wore in 95 with, I was sexy, child. You could tell me nothing. But no, if I really tried to fit into those two dresses, I couldn't. That chapter is closed. That era, that part of my life is closed. And so trying to fit in those two dresses would be oxymoronic, right? Because it's over, it's done, it's over and done. I got a song for everything. I told y'all I love music. So I have to close a chapter on that. And so that's what we need to do. Look at a thing, look at a situation, look at a circumstance and determine, it's closed. That chapter of your life is over. You can't go back and relive it. I mean, would I want to go back and relive 94 and 95? Probably not. I don't remember anything thrilling other than graduation in 95 that I would probably want to go back and relive. 94, I don't know. I don't remember. But I would relive my cheerleading years, though. Those were the most exciting years of my life. But anyway, so we have to learn how to close a chapter, lock the door, and move on and let it be. Because what happens is when you try to live in an era or a phase or a chapter of your life that no longer fits you, serves you, look like you, smell like you, act like you, you create more problems for yourself. You create something for yourself that it don't work. It don't fit. It don't feel right. You know, it won't feel right with me trying to relive 43. Man, 43 was good to me. Let me tell you what I learned in year 43. So I came into year 43 with probably little to no expectations. I'm going to be 100. Y'all know I'm going to keep it 100. So I didn't really have a whole lot of expectations for my chapter 43. I think because chapter 42 was so topsy-turvy, it was so up and down. I had more lows than I had highs in chapter 42, till it was just like I wasn't really thrilled about entering 43. So when 43 came, I was just like, yay, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I made it to 43. But that was really the gist of it. I had no expectations. I didn't have any written goals. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I wanted from 43. I didn't know what to expect in chapter 43. And I just want to talk to that person that feel like everything in your life has to go from A to B to C to D, E, F. Everything has to go in a specific order. It has to, you know, go chronologically. It has to, you know, sometimes life doesn't happen in chronological order. And I'm not saying don't write your vision, because I would be going against what the word of God declares. It says to write the vision and make it plain. But sometimes even when you don't have a plan and you didn't write the vision, it doesn't necessarily mean that there is not a plan for your life, right? Because we all know there is a plan for each and every one of our lives. It's just a matter of, you know, that plan coming to pass. So I entered into 43 and I really didn't have, I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything set, and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I was going to go through some more emotional lows. I didn't know if I was going to get some more unexpected news, because 41, 42 was, man, listen, 2020 to 2021, I wasn't ready. Yeah, I know the world wasn't ready because of the pandemic, but for me, I wasn't ready because of what life brought to me. What I was presented with. So, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to, I didn't know what I want. That sounds so ratchet, right? But I really, really, I did not know what I wanted from 43. And I didn't know, this is what my super says, because some of us could, you know, be honest and transparent. I didn't know what to ask God for in 43. I just knew I wanted it to be different. I knew I wanted not to experience what I did in 42 and 41. I just knew it had to be something different for me. But even in knowing that, I still didn't write down anything and I still didn't make it make sense. So I got into 43 and it started out well and things were going good. And I had some ups, I had some downs. It wasn't until the latter part, coming into the latter part of this chapter 43, that I realized, oh crap, this is what I want. I realized what I wanted spiritually. I realized what I wanted financially. I realized what I wanted emotionally. And for those of y'all that like to mind my business, I realized what I wanted romantically. I just started to realize some things towards the end of 43, and my natural mind was saying, yo, it's too late. You're getting ready to wrap up 43. Like, chick, you can't go back and relive 43. Like, you've lost a lot in 43. So it's like, at this point now, you gotta preferably look forward to 44. So, but I knew what it is. I started kind of, you know how you feel your way in the dark. I started feeling my way around in the dark at chapter in the towards the latter part of 43. And I said, okay, this is it, God. This is what I want to do with 44. Should you allow me to see 44? And I just started putting some things in place at the end of 43. Like I started making intentional goals. I started being intentional in my relationships. And when I say intentional in my relationships, it just was not my romantic involvement. I would start being intentional in my friendships, in my family ships, in my spiritual ships, in my workship. I just started being intentional, started having purpose behind everything and everyone that I connected with. And 43, again, I did take some losses personally. I lost some friends or what I thought was friends. I lost family members or what I thought was family members. So it's not that I haven't been through anything. I just choose to do something different. I just started, you know, thinking differently and strategizing differently. And it was almost like, y'all don't judge me. I was getting ready to eat this lollipop, but since I got this paper right here, and you know, for those of you that don't know, we are streaming, I've been forced to record, but anyway. So I started feeling like the latter part of 43 became like Tetris, where I was trying to make things fit and I was constantly rearranging and moving things and trying to make them all fit into a certain place, into a certain, it's like the Rubik's Cube. I think that's what they call it, right? That has all the different color. You keep turning and turning and turning until, okay, I have all the red. And then when you look, you got the red and the yellow, but the green and the blue, it ain't matching up and it's not adding up. And so towards the end of 43, that's what it seems like for me. I kept tweaking and I kept turning and I kept tweaking and I kept turning until I found maybe not all the colors worked, but I found a comfortable fit. And that's a message for somebody. So instead of trying to make every color fit and work, take what you have that has worked, tweak it, and move on. Because what we do is we waste time trying to make it all perfect, all cute, all, and this for that business owner. You better catch this. We wait and we try to get it all cute and all in line and all this and all that. And in the meantime, we're wasting time. In the meantime, we're losing traction. In the meantime, we're losing momentum because we're so stuck trying to make that one thing or that one situation feel like it all has to add up and it all has to line up. So that's what I did. I just kind of kept turning and tweaking until I found a fit. And I'm not going to lie, y'all. Don't judge me. I did find a fit in some areas that felt amazingly good. You ain't got to wonder. I'm going to tell you, you know, because I know some people are probably wondering anyway. But no, nevertheless, I found some areas in my life that worked extremely well. I know you guys have heard me say in a couple of episodes that I feel like I'm living my best life. And I was talking to my son and I was telling him, I am living my best life. And it's not based on money. It's not based on status. It's not based on my platform. It's not based on any of that. It's just based on internally how I feel. Like I feel like I'm in this happy place of my life and it's nothing to do with what's going on with me externally, but everything to do with what's going on with me internally. So yeah, man, 43, give a shout out to 43 because 43 was good. I got a bigger 43. It taught me a lot. It exposed a lot of my friendships that I thought were friendships. 43 has taught me professionalism. And that sounds crazy, right? Yeah, it has taught me that you can be you and still be a professional. And we'll cover that in an upcoming episode. But it's taught me professionalism. 43 has taught me, and just not from a romantic aspect, but 43 has taught me the true and real meaning of love. Like, I know the podcast is called Loving Me Is Enough, and God knows I love myself. Excuse me. But what 43 has taught me was there's a love that is so deep, that flows so deep, that runs so deep, that regardless of who, what, when, where, or why, man, it's a good place to be. Like, it's one of those places You know, you ever seen those TV shows where you have this stream and the water's flowing and the flowers are blooming and the birds are chirping? I feel like that's where I live right now. Like, internally, that's exactly where I live. I know all this stuff is going on in the world, and I know we have all these differences of opinions, and everybody feel this way and that way, and you want this and I want that. You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. You know, we got all these differences of opinions. We got all this junk going on, but I really feel like Psalms 23, like right now, because I feel like I'm by this quiet stream. You know, he leads me beside the still water. I feel like I'm in this place that I hear you. I sense your problem. I sense your concern, but I'm still right here in my little still waters place, and nothing really moves me from there much anymore. I mean, there was a time in my life, if you know me, if you know, you know, where every little thing would rattle me. Every little situation would make me on edge, or every little situation, every little every person's action, excuse me, warranted a reaction from me. And then 43, I'm just like, okay, child. That's what we doing today. Okay. That's how you feel. Okay. All right now. You know, it mattered, but it didn't matter. I didn't feel like I needed to give my attention to everything. And that's what we have to understand. Everything doesn't warrant a response. It doesn't warrant a reaction. It doesn't warrant your involvement or your energy. You know, we living in a world now where everybody's on big, big, big energy. You know, okay, you know, the song is cute or whatever, but is it really what we're about? Or is it just the cliched song that we're singing these days? But I'm big on what I surround myself and who I surround myself with. And I ain't gonna lie now. There were some chapters in this. There was some little excerpts in 43 where I did not want to close the chapter. I wanted certain things to continue. I wanted to remain in certain ships. I wanted to do certain things. But as God would have it, that comment, that meme or whatever it is that says, you know, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Well, child, I told him my plans a couple of times in this 43rd chapter of my life. And a couple of times he said, girl, bye. I don't know how y'all God talk to y'all, but that's how he talk to y'all. I feel like God be like, oh, Lord. What you want now, Natasha? Oh, you really put thought into that? That, like, that's what you bothering me for? And I be wanting to say, but God, you know, you say cast all my care. And I feel like he be like, yeah, but that ain't even really a care, though. Like, come back when you really got some real stuff going on. But, yeah, So I figured moving forward on this podcast, I wanted to be more transparent, more intentional, and more purposeful in what I produce, in what I record, in how I say things, and how I react, because I realize when you've been given a voice to speak, whether it's on a big platform, medium-sized platform, large platform, you have to take some things into consideration. And, I just feel like, you know, dang, how the mood of the show just changed like that? But anyway, I just feel like, you know, I'm responsible for a couple of things, and I hold myself accountable to a lot of things. So, yeah, we're talking about moving on and closing chapters for those of you that may have joined the podcast midstream. I'm talking about closing the chapter because what I notice we do is we try to open new books and new chapters and new levels. I got a good example, y'all. Pause for a minute. So, I'm about to date myself, but I don't even care. You remember back in the day, and I know Brian can appreciate this quote-unquote old people story. But you remember back in the day, you had a Nintendo. I don't even know. Brian, you old enough for Nintendo? Okay, I guess he old enough for Nintendo. But anyway, you remember back in the day, you had a Nintendo after, you know, blew on your little cartridge and, you know, got it to work. You remember playing Mario Brothers? You could not get to the next level until you've accomplished, come on, Holy Spirit, until you accomplished what you needed to accomplish on the previous level. Like, you could not unlock anything on the second level until everything was completed on the first level or whatever level that you were on. And it used to make some of us so mad because sometimes you had to start all the way over and then go through the whole thing again. It made me wonder, like, why not just start me from where I was instead of making me go all the way back to start and then have to go through it again? But you know what I noticed in doing that as a kid, now that I'm older? We got to a certain place, maybe we made the mistake, and then we had to go back. You know, when you went back, whatever, however many times you went back, sometimes you made mistakes the second time that you didn't even make the first time, and now you got to go back even yeah, it was just one of those things. But that's what we do in life. We're trying to get to another level, another chapter, another phase, another dimension, whatever cute word we want to use. And we're trying to do that, but we haven't mastered the previous chapter. We haven't mastered the previous challenge. We haven't mastered the previous task. And then for those of us that did master it, and you got that prompt that say, click, continue, or next, or whatever it is to move to the next level, we're scared to click it because we don't know what the next level holds. I've gotten used to 43, I know what to expect. I know what's on this level. I know what it brought me. I know. But leaping into the unknown sometimes is, not sometimes, it's fearful. You know, you don't know what to expect. You don't know who else you're going to lose on the journey. You don't know who's going to join the journey. You don't know if you're going to, you know, you don't know the highs and you don't know the lows. And so you're trying to figure it out. So it's comfortable remaining in the same chapter, same level, same phase, same dimension. But you miss out on what really could be. I was so busy holding on, and this is like true stuff. I stopped to say the other word. I was so busy holding on to what I knew, what I had, what was normal, what had become familiar. Go to YouTube for those of you that listen to the podcast and you'll see the visual. I was literally holding on like white knuckles, holding on. You know how you hold on a roller coaster? That's why I ride them anymore. You hold on for dear life and you don't let go that bar until you get down to, you know, the starting point and they finally release the latch. I was literally holding on to some stuff like, no, God, I don't want to let it go. No, God, no. Jesus, don't. And for what? You did all that for what? Because by the time, you know, even with the roller coaster ride, you get down, you know, you come back and be like, oh, it wasn't that bad after all. I don't do roller coasters, but I'm just saying I had the experience way, way, way back. You look back and you say, it wasn't that bad after all. So for the person that's listening, because I feel like I'm getting ready to wrap up. For the person that's listening, why are you holding on to a chapter that no longer serves you? To a level that you've mastered? To relationships? Man, let's talk about that. How much time I got? Why are you holding on to relationships that no longer serve you? It doesn't necessarily mean you have to fall out of relations with the person or the thing or whatever it is, but you definitely don't have the same relationship. You know, I said I'm moving from chapter 43 to chapter 44, and that's because, honestly, I have no choice. Like, the year is not going to stop and wait for me to keep lingering in 43. It's just an automatic situation. It's not going to stop. It's not going to wait. It's not going to do any of that. So I have no other choice but to move on to 44. It's like that baby, when for those of us that have kids, ready or not, here I come. Like it or not, here I come. Like, prepared or not, here I come. So I have to now make the decision, do I completely close the chapter 43 and leave things in 43 that really did not, cannot grow with me, serve me, whatever term you want to use? Do I do that or do I keep it open and still move into 44 and bring that old stuff with me that don't serve me. There's this Pink commercial. Y'all don't judge me. I listen to music, watch commercials, whatever. I get a word from everything. There's this Pink commercial. I don't know. I think it's Bear Pink, if I'm not mistaken. And it says, if you don't paint, the old you hangs around. And it's this part where it's a female, I guess, who owns the home or whatever. Her old self hang around, and it showed like her at different levels and different phases. And she was so disgusted. She was so disgusted, she grabbed the paint and started painting. So a fresh coat of paint will make things seem new. And that's what I'm telling you. Close the chapter, get you some paint, paint, and move on. Say it again. Close the chapter. I mean, like, for real, close it. Don't be just, like, peeking around the corner and be like, I'ma somewhat close it. But close it, close it. Close the chapter. Grab you some paint. And leap into your next dimension, your next level, your next chapter, your next phase, whatever it is. Take the leap. It really isn't that bad. And so that's what I wanted to talk to us about today. Close it. Because we only look at this from a relationship aspect, right? But let's look at it from a life aspect. From a relationship aspect, we always tell people, close the chapter on that relationship before you enter into another relationship. Some of us don't always listen. I didn't listen. Because when you don't close the chapter of the relationship with him or her, and you're still trying to play with him or her while you're developing your new thing or your new relationship or whatever it is, you got what Robin says is blurred lines. So now you don't know. You like that toddler. You like that toddler trying to figure it out. You don't know if you want to be in 43, 44, up, down, left, right. Two hops this time. Three hops this time. You don't know what you want to do. That's what happens when you don't close chapters. You end up cha-cha-ing, you know. Two to the left. Hands on your knee. Because you don't know. Because you left that chapter open. And not only do you cha-cha when you don't close chapters, you end up hurting people and yourself when you don't for real close the chapter. I don't know. I'm a preacher, so I guess I said what I'm going to say. I don't know what it is that you need to close the chapter on. You might not be like me. You're at this moment. You might not be like me where I'm entering in, leaving 1 year behind and entering into a new year. But you know there's something that you need to close the chapter on. You know there's something that you need to either completely stop doing and then completely start doing. So I don't know what it is, but I just want to let you know it ain't gonna work until you fully close the chapter. Like, I was struggling to hold on to someone while holding on to someone else. And don't get in my business, I tell you. Don't try to figure it out. Don't be texting people saying, what's she talking about? Ooh, child, you heard this? No, you ain't got to do all that. I'm gonna tell you. I was so busy holding on to stuff and things and this and that that I didn't realize that, you know, once you let go of this and fully embrace that, girl, you on your way, child. And that's just not with romantic relationship. I'm talking about even in my friendships. I was steady trying to hold on to people that have for real done let me go. Like, if I'm being honest, they had done for real closed the chapter on their end. And I was still holding it open on my end with wishful thinking, like, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe they'll call, maybe they'll text. And I'm just going to be transparent because everybody ain't going to be honest because everybody wants to seem like they a G. Yeah, I'm a G sometimes, but sometimes I have feelings and emotions. Like, let's be 100. So I was just holding that, you know, it's a book in here somewhere. I was just holding this book open, right? And to the same page. And I want to give y'all the visual. Let me just use this right quick. So it's almost like, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, you can see, those of you that's podcasting on the app, you could go on YouTube and see it. So I kind of like holding the book open on the same page, looking, waiting, wondering, maybe today? No? Okay. But I'm still holding it open. they'll be back. It'll happen again. And this is with anything. Maybe tomorrow? No. Okay. I'm still going to hold it open. Now, mind you, they don't close that bad boy on their end. They ain't even thought about you, sis. None of that. Whatever have you. But you steady holding on. And the word of God is, I told y'all going to get Jesus on all my podcasts. You don't want to hear about Jesus? Just tune me out then. Turn it off. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you this good Jesus. And the word of God is saying, baby, close the chapter. Move on. And so that's what I'm saying today. It's okay to close the chapter. It's okay, as I wrap up, to say so long, bye-bye. It's okay to say, you know, season, reason, lifetime. It's perfectly fine. But in order to walk in your totality of who you are, you have to learn how to close chapters. So that's it. I'm your girl. Like, I'm gonna leave it right there. I want you to think about that. I'm gonna let it breathe. I'm gonna let you do what you do. But in order to move on, you gotta close the chapter. You can't hold on to this and still want that. You know, at some point, it's gonna come to, as my mother would say, it's gonna come to a head and collide. And baby, I've been through the collision. It wasn't pretty. Yeah, my collision caused me to make some haste decisions. That's a whole nother episode. But with that being said, close the chapter, move on. I am your girl, Natasha Hatchett. This podcast is called Loving Me Is Enough. And this is where you're going to come to get your truth, come to get a word, come to hear something about your good Jesus that you serve. But all in all, this podcast is to help each and every one of us to grow. It helps me to grow. It helps you to grow. So share it with somebody, you know, send a link to somebody, do something today, you know, be a friend and send it, even send it to your enemy. I don't care. Just send it to somebody, because we are going to be handling some hard topics, some controversial topics, and you're going to also get a chance and opportunity to get all up in my business. So with that being said, I'm getting ready to get up out of here, y'all. I'm your girl, Natasha Hatchett. You can look me up on Instagram, Tasha Hatchett Consulting, Facebook, Tasha Hatchett Consulting, YouTube, Loving Me Is Enough, and my website, www.lovingmeisenough.com. You can also go there and listen to the podcast, and you can book. I am a certified life coach, and I love what I do. And I don't ask my clients to do anything that I would not do in my own personal life and or situations. I'm a life coach and a business coach and a spiritual mentor. So you, all that you can find on my website, either lovingmeisenough.com or Tashia, T-A-S-H-I-A, Hatchett.com. TASHIAHATTCHETT.com. With that being said, have a good day. I will catch you on the next episode when I'm saying hello, 44. I expect so much more. Bye. So long. Yeah, so long. Yeah, so long. So long.